Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you're having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I say it every week, new listeners. I tell the new listeners, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you found our podcast. I hope that you enjoy this episode, and I hope you have an opportunity to go back and listen to the previous episodes on this podcast. It's so much fun and exciting information that I know will be beneficial to you. So if you get a free moment a couple of times out of the week, feel free to go back and listen to those episodes, okay? So thanks for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, I am so glad to have you here. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for returning. It lets me know that I'm doing something right, and all of this content that I'm sharing with you all are enjoying. And of course, you can always feel free to go back and listen to the previous episodes as well. So thank you all for tuning in. So it's a Friday for me, and it is a wonderful day. I've had a great day. Today was my off day, so I like to take advantage of resting on my off day. It's kind of like, you know, how you guys go to school and then after school you like to chill out and play games and rest or text friends or do play dates, things like that, or you just might want to chill and read a book. Well, that's pretty much what I did today. I texted with some of my friends. I took several naps. I slept in. It was a lot of fun, and that was really good. And so I'm feeling energized as I am recording this episode for you guys. Okay, so again, thank you all so much for joining me today, and I hope that you have had a remarkable Friday as well. So let's jump into our episode today. You guys, I cannot believe that this is episode 89. Our podcast continues to grow. So again, I say welcome to all you new listeners, wherever you're listening from. But the 89th episode. So I was thinking, I was like, what are we going to do for the 100th episode? If you have any ideas, feel free to let me know. Get permission from your parents to email me, or either have them email me with your ideas to let me know what we can do for our 100th episode. I'm really curious, and it could be something fun, entertaining. We could interview a guest or a couple of guests, or we could talk about whatever topics you all want to discuss that are, you know, maybe a ton of fun. So let me know, and I'll share the contact information with you all at the end of this episode, okay? Today, we are going to be talking about spreading positive vibes. Now, you know, this podcast is all about positivity, right? We talk about being happy here, being pleasant, being kind, being respectful, following directions the first time, things of that nature. So today I want to be a little bit more specific, and I want to share with you all just a few tips about how you can spread positive vibes to someone in your life, whether that is a parent, a teacher, a therapist, a friend, grandparents. How can you spread positive vibes to someone who is around you? Well, the first tip, or the first thing that I might share with you and suggest that you do, is to be joyful. Joyful. It's just another term for happy. Be happy, guys. Be happy and let people know how happy you are. You know, I've said it a time or two before that when you smile at someone that is really sad and feeling down, your smile might bring warmth to their hearts. And so they may automatically want to smile back at you. And when they do that, that smile makes them feel really good inside. If you feel like you need to practice smiling, just stand in the mirror and smile at yourself. And that will bring you a sense of joy. Okay? Be sure when you're smiling at yourself in the mirror to be natural in it. Don't force that smile, okay? Don't make it look like the tense emoji, the nervous emoji, the concerned emoji. Just be as natural as you can. And when you smile, begin to feel how your body is feeling on the inside. Do you feel calm? Do you feel relaxed? Ask yourself those questions, okay? And if you feel those things, know that the joy is starting to form in your heart, okay? So be joyful. That's one thing that I want to share. Another tip or suggestion that I would like to say is brighten someone's day by doing something nice for them. Now, we all like to get a present, right? We all like to get gifts. I personally love for nice things to be done for me. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a gift form, but I love when nice things are done for me. And so it makes me feel happy when someone opens a door for me, or they give me a call to say hello and ask me about how my day went. Or they might give me a gift, and I don't always expect gifts, but if someone gives me a gift just because, that really makes me happy, okay? And so the way that you can brighten someone's day by doing something nice for them is just as simple as that. If you see that your parents need something done around the house, do it for them, okay? All right? Don't let them have to ask you to do it for them or to do it first. Just go ahead and do it. And that will really make them happy. If you see where a sibling in your house might need their bed made and they haven't made their bed yet, and they don't mind you going into their room, you might make it as a surprise, make their bed as a surprise, or even better, to respect their privacy, you can ask them first, "Hey, I was passing by your room and I noticed that you didn't have your bed made yet. Do you mind if I make it?" And I'm sure that your sibling might say, "Of course, sure you can make my bed." And if they don't want you to, don't get offended. It's okay if they don't want you to make it, okay? Just say, "Okay, well, is there anything else that I can do for you?" So ask them nicely if you can do something else to help them out, okay? That's one way. That's one way in the home. In school, you have multiple opportunities to do something nice to brighten someone's day. You can help a friend out with something that they may be struggling with, a problem that they might be trying to find a solution to or solve. You can kind of help them along the way, or either guide them to the appropriate adult that could help them out as well. That's one way. When it comes to your teachers and helping out inside of the classroom, you can put your best self forward and ask your teacher, "Hi, Mrs. So-and-so," I'll just say Miss Cynthia. "Hi, Miss Cynthia, is there anything that I can do to help you out?" And that teacher will always be willing. I think they would always be willing and say, "Absolutely, you can help me with this, or you can help me with that." But again, don't be sad and don't get offended if they say, "No, thank you. I don't need any help with anything at the moment," okay? Be willing to accept that and know that you can remain joyful knowing that you offered to help someone and you offered to brighten someone else's day, okay? And then The third tip or suggestion that I would like to share with you all is to surprise a loved one and show them that you care by doing something extra special for them. Now, the key word between brightening someone's day and surprising someone that you love is the word surprise, all right? We all like a great surprise, don't we? Actually, I'll be very honest, just a side note, I am not a big fan of surprises. I like to know everything that's going on, guys. And so when someone surprises me, I'm very happy for it. But I've had to learn over the years to get used to people surprising me with great things and also being open to... accepting the things that they give to me, accepting those surprises that they give to me. That is so important. And so when someone shares something with you, or they surprise you, or you surprise them, it lets them know that you admire them, you love them, you appreciate them, and you care about them. And that, you all, is extremely important. It's extremely important in making someone feel nice and spreading positive vibes, okay? So I want you all to keep those three things in mind. Be joyful, brighten someone's day by doing something nice for them, and surprise a loved one and show them that you care by doing something special for them. When you give, and when you give with your whole heart, it makes you feel so good inside, okay, guys? So I want you all to continue to be your best self, and I want you to continue to try it. Just give it a try. If you just want to do one or two of these suggestions, feel free to do that, okay, until you work your way up. And also, feel free to add in some very cool things, all right? That'll be great if you could add in your own twist in being joyful and spreading positive vibes to others. Okay? Thank you for listening, kiddos. I hope you took all those notes down in your notebook or your journal or your sticky notes, however you take your notes, okay? Remember to do those things. Always remember to check the show notes to remind you to get your journal, your Listen and Learn journal, or whatever journal or notebook that you want to use to write down your notes as well, okay? So keep those things in mind and continue to be amazing, amazing kiddos, okay? Parents, I thank you so much for having your kiddos tune in. Thank you for tuning in as well. You always are amazing in my books. I hope that each one of you have been doing well. And my continued thoughts for you to continue to work towards making your kiddos the most amazing human beings on the planet. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for having them to listen to me as well. If you need to connect with me, you can connect with me on our website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And if you are interested in connecting with us, you have a free consultation if you are a new listener or if you are a potential new family that wants to come on board with our Listen and Learn family. So I'm happy to speak with you to see if your kiddo is a good fit. See what your family's needs are, your kiddo's needs are, and we can go from there, okay? We do have virtual and in-person options available, okay? Or a combination, so keep that in mind as you explore what's best for your kiddo. My physical office location is in Kennesaw, Georgia, okay? The beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia. And our virtual location is in the beautiful Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. Both locations are by appointment only, so if you need an appointment or registration information, please feel free to email me at that email address that I shared. As far as where you can find us on social media, our business Facebook page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. We have some cool, fun, exciting photos and videos there. You can check out all the latest posts on the podcast there. And any other closures for holidays or any other information that I might share publicly. So feel free to go and check us out over there. Okay, I'm so excited to share that information with you as well. Thanks for keeping our podcast number one on Good Pods. So I appreciate you all for that as well. You can listen to this podcast on Good Pods, on the Good Pods app, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor.fm. Wherever you listen, we are there. And of course, if you need to connect with me by phone, you can. My office number is 678-919-2117. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Go spread some positive vibes. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.